So we can officially say it with the new name.
That's right, we can.
On Air Flair.
On Air Flair.
So now, do we need like a theme song?
Let's not go crazy. Besides, it took us almost 2 months to come up with a name. We might have a song by Christmas.
I know.
That's our goal.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's just me like humming a little tune. Here it is, it's the On Air Flair. Do do do. And that's how it ends with you going. Ugh. We should turn that into like a podcast.
Just had to do a song.
We turn that into a podcast drinking game. Anytime Josh grunts at what Genius says, like, well, I'm wasted after 2
Everybody, please make sure you're at home, not in the office.
Yes, please.
And your keys are in a safe.
That's right. That's right. Please don't indulge otherwise.
No.
Speaking of indulging and maybe impulse, see that little segue? Mm-hmm. That's when we need a little thing that goes, segue!
Golf clap.
Buying things, impulse buys. Yep. Are you an impulse shopper sometimes?
It depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, grocery store, yes.
Oh.
Totally.
Don't ever go to the store hungry.
No.
Come out like $200.
I'm not allowed to go to the store at all.
Well, now that you can do the, you know, pickup, it's kind of eliminated some of that impulse buying, so that's good.
It very much does.
Good.
Not
helpful
completely,
in the wallet. Yeah.
But a little.
I hear Oreos are a weakness in the Limeberry household.
It's not a weakness. It's actually poker chips for some of us.
Well, you know, your wife and I were talking about something, and she was like, I just can't give up Oreos. And then she looked at me when I said, I don't know, I have to be in a mood for an Oreo. She goes, how are you in a mood for an Oreo?
I'm inclined to agree.
There's no mood for an Oreo. You're game for an Oreo. I don't know. I have to have the stage set. Like, if I'm going to do it, I have to have the glass of milk. Dunk that thing in the milk.
See, I'll step your game up.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I did something new.
I pour the gallon of milk on top of the
whole sheet of cookies. And eat them like cereal? No. No.
I crunch them up.
No, actually, maybe with Cool Whip.
Oh, yes.
Dip the Oreos in Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Now you're moved for an Oreo. Cool Whip. Now you're game for an Oreo.
Well, it's like you took that s'more cereal and did the same thing.
You
make it into like a fluff, like
a
parfait. I
start a YouTube channel of things you can mix with Cool Whip.
Mustard. Nope.
We'll call it the Fat Kid Special.
So impulse buying at the grocery store, I could see that happening. And sometimes when they have new things, I'm like, well, I got to try this. If it's something that I think would sound good.
Like, I know there's a chip manufacturer who always comes out with new flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I am enticed to buy those because they sound intriguing, and I'm always let down.
Oh, yeah. You're like, chicken and waffles? Okay, sure. Yeah. Why not? Mac and cheese? I think
biscuits
they're coming out
gravy?
With some. Jaren loves that one. It's too peppery for me. I've tasted it. I like the ginger wasabi kettle chips. Those are good.
Yeah.
But I like wasabi and ginger, so it kind of...
I don't like spicy food, so,
yeah, so.
I'm striking out there.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So, impulse buys, there's like a list and like a survey.
Yeah?
It kind of breaks it down. It's only like 5 like categories, but we can
Good. Well, that's fine.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Well, impulse on
your
a couple
list,
of them.
Not your list of 20 like you like to bring to the table.
Goodness.
I only have like 4 hours. Jeez. On the list, shoes, 28% of us will impulse buy shoes.
Impulse... I guess, how do you define it? Like, I'll find the first pair that fits and is comfortable, sold, instead of trying to find 13, 14 different types and go, okay, which one of these do I? No. I find a pair, they're comfortable. Oh, those look nice. Sold.
Have you ever done it, though? You're like, I like this particular shoe and this brand. I'm going to buy another pair because I enjoy how they fit.
The shoes that I'm wearing right now?
Yes.
The shoes that I wear every day?
Yes. How many pairs of those do we have?
Every color available.
See, that's impulse.
I don't think so. Uh-huh. I consider that proper accessorizing.
Oh, okay.
Impulse to me
Whatever makes you sleep at night on your empty wallet.
I have 13 pairs of shoes. But these are so adorable, I just can't look away. So now we're up to 14.
Adorable.
That, to me,
so
is an impulse. More so than, these are really comfortable, and I don't want to wear them out too quick. Oh, and they have different colors.
Yeah, I have them in mauve and indigo. What are you, a monster?
Right.
I mean,
it could be considered a little extreme because I've got 2 different styles with black and a couple of different silvers. But overall, I don't consider that an impulse. I consider that comfortable.
I don't know. Sometimes.
Having 30 pairs of shoes when there are only 7 days in a week and only, what, 9 holidays a year?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I have a lot of shoes.
I have a friend who had, a long time ago, they cleaned out their closet and threw away 2 trash bags full of flip-flops that they didn't wear anymore.
Flip-flops?
Yes.
Flip-flops.
Just flip-flops.
That is some impulse buying. Unless it's like a different scenario where they need to practice cleaning out their closet more often. Because it can
these
be like
are all
old.
The foam, warped, yada, yada. I mean, the old
but like my,
cheapos.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if they're like from 10 years ago and you just never clean out your closet.
Well.
Or they're all the time adding to their collection and saying, oh, I need. Sometimes I'll find myself on a kick.
Yeah.
Like, pun intended, with shoes. That was classy. Another golf clap.
Yes, yes.
We need to have our own sound effects
golf
board
clap
here.
Golf clap and an eye roll.
So good. but if there's a particular shoe, I'm kind of on that boat. If it's one that I'm, I love Chuck Taylors.
Yes.
I always have. And so I have several colors and I have several designs and stuff. So I will lean towards like, you know, I need a red pair.
Right.
I need a blah, blah, blah pair, la, la, la. And then just the other day, I went to go buy I think a shirt or something, and this white pair of Chuck Taylors were just sitting there looking at me.
That to me is an impulse.
Yes.
More so, like you go
more
for something
spontaneous.
And get something else.
Yeah, I think so. I think unless you're like, I have a list and I have to have this, like part of my uniform or my wardrobe. And then, yeah, because I totally was not planning on buying the $30.
Right.
I mean, they were on sale because, you know, Chuck Taylors can kind of run pricey depending.
Yes, yes.
But a white pair and they were leather, and I was like, well, guess who's coming home with me?
Right.
Yes, please.
But, like, you went for the shirt and then
didn't
impulse purchased the shoes.
Yeah, that's it.
You didn't even get the shirt?
I didn't get the shirt. A decision was made.
That wasn't discussed.
A choice was made.
I was not aware of that beforehand.
A choice was made. The shoes were purchased.
That is impulse.
You can lose weight, but your shoes, your feet normally stay the same size. So that is my justification. I'm like, I'm trying to lose, like, 15 more pounds, so in theory, I should wait on the shirt, but the shoes will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Impulse buy.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Takeout, food, and delivery, 29% of us impulse buy that for sure, 100%.
Like we overindulge, or?
Well, I want to say it's like we've had, everyone has those days where you're busy as all get out with work. And you're like, okay, work and just life in general. And you're like, I don't feel like cooking, but you know you got food at home.
Right.
I'll just pick up a pizza or I'll go through the drive-thru. I do that sometimes.
Is that an impulse, though? Or is it more...
Convenience?
Right. It's
scheduling
conflict. I've had a really long day. I don't want to add cooking. I don't think that's much of an impulse unless you're looking at, I'm going to go get fast food. And instead
ice cream.
Getting instead of getting the salad, which is the best thing for you, you're like, oh yeah, I'll get the salad and chicken nuggets. Oh, and a sundae.
And two cookies
and an
for
apple
a dollar.
Pie. Right.
Yeah.
That I think
how
is
fresh
the
is the apple pie?
Right.
Okay. Is it gonna burn the roof of my mouth?
Right.
Yes, I'll take
but
two.
I think of it, if you think of it that way, I think that resolves more to impulse than
or
being tired.
When a particular donut chain has a certain light that is on.
Sold.
I'm done.
I'll pull the car over.
Yeah.
I could be following someone to the hospital.
All the way
they
across.
They will feel better. They will feel better, I promise.
I don't know. It depends on the person is in the vehicle with you.
No.
You're just going to have to hold on for a second.
No. I mean, I'm ambulance chasing someone. I'd be like, oh, yeah, they'll be all right. They'll understand.
The professional's got to hold on. I got to get this hot, fresh donut because the light's on.
Oh.
There's an app for that, by the way.
What?
There is an app for that particular chain. I mean, unless they want to sponsor us. That particular chain has an app that will notify you when restaurants in your area hot lights are on. Oh, yes, sir.
All right.
You turn it
on.
We
have to stop early.
I'm
going to go ahead and.
We're like, how long is that drive? 45 minutes? We'll be back. It's on.
Yeah,
maybe it'll be on by the time we get there. No, they're stale now. Yeah.
And?
Yeah, I
microwave
know.
With a paper wet paper towel.
I'm
thank
you
for teaching me that trick.
So good. Wet paper towel. I'm telling you, you could do that with pizza or anything. Wet paper towel, wring it out a little bit. It gives the moisture. I can say that one, just not the...
What, moist?
That's another podcast.
We'll talk about that.
I can't. I physically got sick.
All right, so I think impulse is adding things you wouldn't normally...
Or like we said, the hot lights on, you're like, skirt!
Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
I'm not opposed.
Or sometimes on
a
hot
over.
Day, like there was that one day that I went and got lunch, and I was like, I'm going to go get an ice cream. And I came
those
back.
Those days are fun for me now that I work here.
Yeah,
because
I
had a shake on my desk.
I was like, here's your milkshake. Or like when there's a group that does cakes, and they kind of have a cake mobile, and I saw it on Facebook, and I'm like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I think that was kind of an impulse.
Yes. That's a good impulse for fast food.
Yeah, that is. Also on the impulse buy household items, 33% of us do that. So I wonder what they would classify as household items. Like, are we
any
talking
knickknack my wife buys in the form of an owl to put on a shelf that doesn't have any practical purpose?
I can't say anything.
Wow.
That, you let that one out. You've been harboring that one for quite some time.
I'm sorry.
I can't
that
wait
was
for
a
her
little
to
brash
listen
for me.
I can't wait for her to listen to this. And
we didn't do one that week.
And
she's going to be on vacation that week. The server's down. I don't know.
We didn't post it on Facebook. We posted it, but block everyone but Sarah.
Yeah.
I do that. And we've gotten, so household items, that. And I think maybe sometimes like little bits of decor, I guess that falls into it.
It's got to be what that's based on.
Yeah, because like, if you're like Windex, I'm like, well, I might need Windex.
Yeah, I think anything
toilet
that
paper
you would need on a regular basis.
Or
now, if you have a roll of toilet paper, a pack of toilet paper, and you take a roll out, and you're like, oh, we got to have more. No. I think they're talking, oh, look at this painting.
Or
oh,
this
look at this
ficus
small statue.
Yeah.
Or, oh, look at this end table. It's adorable, even though I have one at the end of each end of every couch in the house. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you going to replace one?
Right.
Or no.
Or
we
maybe
just need another couch.
Yeah, or maybe
no.
Maybe it's like those random like organizing mm-hmm. like kitchen things or like I need this little thing that the sponge can sit in on the side of that and we're like, we'll just sit it on the counter. Or, you know, I need this soap dispenser
or just
or I think I might take it up a notch, household items. Maybe it is like things you need, but if you're like couponing and you're like, oh yeah, I need to get that because it's on sale. I've done that before. Not couponing, but like I've gone in specific stores and I have been like, well, it's on sale. It's like $2 off. So let me get this pack of toilet paper or let me get this dish detergent and take up some space in the cabinet.
I think impulse purchases for me in that regard is kitchen related appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that would be so cool. For example, I got as part of our wedding registry. We went through the store. We were highlighting all these things. And I was like, a pressure cooker sounds amazing. I've used it once.
Mm-hmm.
What I made was glorious.
Oh.
I've used it once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
and it just sits under the cabinet or it takes up space on the countertop.
Or we have three different sets of measuring spoons. I have no need for three sets of measuring spoons.
Right.
They're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think kind of in that realm would be more of an impulse.
Yeah.
So I get the household items. I think that's more decor. If you look at the kitchen, you're talking accessories, appliances. I have an ice cream maker at home that does not require rock salt. None. Just throw the mix into the tub. The tub has been, you put the tub in the deep freezer by itself, and then it churns as it cools.
Yeah.
And then you can
mine,
put it
I mean, come on.
No, yours was fantastic. It was delicious when we had it the other weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've used it twice.
Well, yeah.
I'm bad about that part of it.
Yeah. Because, well, and I think the one that I have is more like the rustic old school style. So you're like, we're having an outdoor gathering. So then it's fun because you're poor Margaret. Margaret, go check out the ice cream.
She's amazing.
She was like, what a trooper. She was like, I think it's done. Yeah, Margaret, get it. We may or may not have been a little like out of it. The banana ice cream was amazing, but you didn't eat it. But you got the vanilla and then you put Oreos in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
I did Oreos,
Oreos
in one,
cookies.
And I did Fudge Shop cookies in the other.
Yeah, because the Halloween Oreos were out. Yeah, it was delicious. So, and then
pool tables, would those apply?
I think so, especially when you had like a bad day and you're like, guess what I just bought? And I was like, oh,
I did.
Snaps.
I did. It will be delivered. Well, by the time this goes up, it'll already been delivered. I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah. We'll talk about like the first pool experience.
Oh,
I'm
so excited.
I would totally count that. I would totally count that. Clothing. We kind of touched on that with, like, shoes.
Yeah, I would agree.
53%. Sometimes I will. Ever since I've lost weight, like, I find myself being like, I need to get some clothes.
Right.
But it's a necessity because when fall comes around, I need to get, like, all new things. But I get to the point where I have enough to last, like, 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, look at this dress. It's become more fun, though.
Right.
And it's, like, one of those things, like, when you didn't enjoy it, now you do because you can. So that's the only reason
why. I think it adds a level of comfort.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm excited because I get to do this as opposed to
I hate it. I used to hate trying
find
on clothes.
My size.
Yeah.
Now you're putting yourself into a realm where you can find more of those things.
Yeah. And
there's
more selection. And I used to be, I was the world's worst to take shopping because I hated it because it made me feel bad about myself. Now I'm like, this is great. Oh, this is a size smaller. So I will indulge or impulse buy clothes sometimes. Like,
but I there's a confidence builder to that where you justify it as a confidence builder, but you're right. It is would technically be an impulse.
Oh, yeah, because my side of the closet's going, please. The rack is like, no.
We have reinforced ours because mine my side of the closet had a bunch of heavy work pants because of the jobs that I've had, and they get dirty, worn out really quick, so I kept a bunch of them to rotate them around.
Mm-hmm.
My side of the closet fell before my wife's did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We've got one of those big, like, just the wooden, like, rods, just the big, thick, like, almost curtain rod-looking thing in ours. But I need to get a closet organizer now that I have more clothes, because I'm like...
Another good place for the closet organizers?
Mm-hmm.
In a pantry.
Ooh.
I bought a bunch of those. Home project after we first moved in. We didn't have a pantry in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the coat closet into a pantry.
I may or may not have gone to your new house and saw that. And the next week, our coat
I didn't know that.
Our pantry was a coat closet. And, you know, coat closet slash this is where the vacuum machine goes.
Right.
And now it's a pantry because I was like, dang it. And so we went to Lowe's and I was like,
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Oh, your wife noticed it when I posted on Instagram. She was like, This is like, a year or so ago?
And I was, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Because I was like, that's really nice. I mean, even like little door things. So, I mean, you know, the best form of flattery is imitation. So there you go.
Yes.
My pantry.
Yes,
that does make life more convenient, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Because if you're like, I've got too many cans of green beans, well, let me put some in the pantry.
Stack.
Yep. Oreos. Chips.
Stack.
Exactly. So, and number one, food and groceries.
Yep.
71% of us. I think
we touched on that some. Yeah. I'm not allowed to go to the store by myself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the pickup thing, and that's great.
It is great.
I'm still starting to impulse on that list. Now it's a challenge to see if I can get it by my wife without her seeing on the list.
Because
we can both do it from our respective phones on the same account.
And then just pay for it, and then one of you pick it up?
She buys the groceries. So if like,
so she's like, why do I have this marshmallow fluff?
I've done that a couple times where I will... order something, and she's like, I got it all. And as soon as she gets paid, boom, groceries. And we walk back in the door with them, and she's like,
seriously?
Is this?
Yeah.
What in the is this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how that got there.
It must be like a promotion they're doing, like buy $100 worth of groceries, get a free bag of chocolate chip cookies. Why do we have two?
Why do we have Gushers?
Are you four? Is this for Jared?
That's my impulse problem.
Yeah. She can't say nothing. Puffin' corn. Puffin' corn. I mean, I hear you, puffin' corn.
Oh, God. I can't go to, but I can't go to the store. And you've seen these text messages and these pictures full scale because my wife loves to send it to you. Where I sent Josh to the store. I needed bread, milk, and salad. And what we come back with is bread, milk, salad, extra butter because we always have to have extra butter because just on the off chance he thinks he needs it. 2 packs of Oreos, 3 boxes of cereal. It turned into a $50 trip, and I needed $9 worth of items.
Mm-hmm,
and she'll separate them on the counter into what she needed versus what I brought.
Yeah, like,
and then go, click
them. Like mac and cheese, Bob Evans mac and cheese, and mashed potatoes. That's what I know. Like, if we have, like, dinner at my house, I'm like, well, I got to get some mac and cheese and some mashed potatoes for Jaren and Josh.
Yeah.
Sarah and I will have the asparagus.
I will wear that proudly. I am not opposed.
Some good stuff.
Best mashed potatoes you could buy.
It is good. I mean, seriously, if you're listening, which, I mean, obviously you are, duh.
I'm tweeting Bob Evans' podcast.
I'm telling
Hook
you.
A brother up.
Yeah. I mean, I would take coupons. I'll take some coupons.
Oh,
God. Because, you know.
You can ship it to my house.
Right.
I'll pay the post.
Because, you know, peeling. And getting the potatoes all ready and everything, and cutting them up, mash up. I will tell you, homemade mashed potatoes, I've got my grandmother's masher.
Mm-hmm.
I will make them lumpy like she had. Sometimes I'll put a little cream cheese in it. It's delicious with a little cream cheese in it. And the butter and the milk, so good.
There is a sense of accomplishment with homemade, though.
Especially
they taste better because you've worked hard.
And then if you get that scoop that has that big old lump of butter at the top, you're like, yes. But I'll do that with the Bob Evans. After you get it out the microwave, boop, boop, boop. Put a lump of butter in it.
Have you done that? I've never done.
Do it.
My
put
God.
A pat of butter in the middle, so now you get the best of. Yes, sir.
That's
is it
amazing.
Homemade? It's so good that my brother, my oldest brother, he is one that he will nitpick the living snot out of you. But for a family function over at my house, I was like, I ain't got time. I'll get some Bob Evans, throw that in there. And he was like, this is just straight out of the freezer section. I'm like, He goes, what? And I was like, So
I am no stranger to acknowledging the fact that
so good.
For a holiday, We have 2 to 3 packs. We make them. Then they go in a bowl before they hit the table. Mm-hmm. I'm now not ashamed of that.
Now put the butter in it.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like you'll think it's homemade. Oh, it's so good.
I don't care if I think it's homemade or not. They're delicious.
And the mac and cheese is good, too.
I'm not as much on that as I am the
mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes are good. But mac and cheese, I think sometimes it's like mac and cheese.
I would be considered a mac and cheese connoisseur.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd wear that badge.
Yeah. But then it's funny because my son with his whole, his favorite mac and cheese, the Kraft, right out of the box with the powdered cheese and
I'll put milk and butter.
I'll
box that down. No yeah. trouble.
He's like, oh, it's got trolls on it. Yay. It's so good. I mean, he'll eat it and go, delicious. I can make homemade mac and cheese and be like, I use this bow tie noodles, mm-hmm. and then I use Velveeta cheese, and then I use some Asiago cheese, and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And he's like, meh. And then Kraft, delicious.
I don't know what it is.
But it's a taste of childhood, though. I mean, yep. Every now and then I'll sneak a bite because it's good.
Well, we've talked about that. We may approach one of those podcasts.
Childhood food.
Childhood foods that mm-hmm. anytime you see it made, you just immediately just sigh or gasp. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, I loved
Gotta
that as a kid.
Have
yeah.
It. Yeah. So what do you impulse buy?
Amazon.
Anything, right?
Anything on Amazon?
Yeah. I tell you, Prime has become dangerous. But I do enjoy making the list because that makes like shopping for special occasions
yep.
much easier.
Yes.
Much easier.
Absolutely.
And that has gotten
That
me.
Should also downplay gift cards, like we've yes. talked about in a previous yes, yes, podcast. Yes.
Share your list.
Yes, yes,
share your
yes.
list with someone. And that makes it easier, too. When my son wants something right here and now, I'll put it on your list so I'll know what you want. For future reference, if I get it in town or if I ordered it online. So that is the old impulse. So what do you impulse buy? Is there something you have to get when you see it?
Find us on social media.
That's right.
Let us know.
Off Air Flare. Hashtag Off Air Flare. We got to create that hashtag.
I'm going to put that on all of these going forward.
Yeah, right now. Have a good one.